Directly tracing cool filamentary accretion over greater than 100 kpc into the interstellar medium of a quasar host at Z equals 1, by Sean D. Johnson et al. We report the discovery of giant, 50 to 100 kpc, O2, emitting nebulae with the multi-unit spectroscopic explorer, MUSE, in the field of TXS-02-06-048, a luminous quasar at Z equals 1.13. An archival, down-the-barrel UV spectrum of the quasar shows absorption at velocities coincident with those of the extended nebulae, enabling new insights into inflows and outflows around the quasar host. One nebula exhibits a filamentary morphology extending over 120 kpc from the halo toward the quasar and intersecting with another nebula surrounding the quasar host with a radius of 50 kpc. The filamentary nebula has line-of-sight velocities greater than 300 km per second from nearby galaxies but matches that of the nebula surrounding the quasar host where they intersect, consistent with filamentary accretion of cool inter- or circumgalactic medium or cooling hot halo gas. The kinematics of the nebulae surrounding the quasar host are unusual and complex, with one red-shifted and one blue-shifted spiral-like structure. The nebula emission velocities at 5 to 10 kpc from the quasar match those of inflowing absorbing gas observed in a UV spectrum of the quasar. Together, the extended nebulae and associated red-shifted absorption represent a compelling case of cool, filamentary gas accretion from halo scales into the extended interstellar medium and toward the nucleus of a massive quasar host galaxy at intermediate redshift. The inflow rate implied by the combination of emission and absorption constraints is orders of magnitude below levels required to sustain the quasar's radiative luminosity, indicating highly anisotropic or highly variable accretion. This was directly tracing cool filamentary accretion over greater than 100 kpc into the interstellar medium of a quasar host at Z equals 1, by Sean D. Johnson et al.